At Abiy Ahmed's childhood home, his father sets out the hopes of the people in this region.
What I expect from him is to bring peace, to serve people, and to express tolerance for me as well as for the people.
Similar words are on the lips of most people in Beshasha town, southwestern Ethiopia. Rais Yassin is the administrator of the Woreda, the local district.
What we expect from him at the national level is, one, to stabilize the situation in the country, two, to foster equality among nations, nationalities, and peoples of Ethiopia, three, to spread the message of religious tolerance, and four, to create jobs and to transform the country's economy.
Creating jobs is a priority for many Ethiopians. Seber Shafi, for example, is a 32-year-old unemployed resident of Embo, 100 kilometers west of Addis Ababa.
It's really easy to solve the problem of unemployment by building industrial parks here, like in other parts of the country. So we need those kinds of industrial parks here.
Gudeta Abafiara comes from the coffee-producing region of Jima in the southwest. He hopes investments will be made that make everyday life easier for him.
What I expect from Dr. Abiy is to improve this region by building infrastructure. For example, potable water, roads, electricity, and health centers. I am hopeful and ready to work with Dr. Abiy to maintain peace in our country.
The Oromo ethnic group are waiting for a fair share of the country's resources, as Ethiopia has one of the highest GDP growth rates in the world. Meanwhile, the new prime minister still has to deal with the military and intelligence heads, both of which he once belonged to. Many opponents consider them to be the real power rather than the prime minister himself. But for the time being, Abiy seems to be benefiting from a sort of state of grace. Demonstrations have decreased, says Salama Witleta, a 20-year-old restaurant owner.
Now it's too early for this new government to make an impact, so we're yet to see if his vision will be realised. But if he fails to accomplish his vision, the protest will continue and we can protest. But I'm sure that with this government, we can find a solution. And also, I'm dead sure that our country, Ethiopia, will improve.
Vincent Dublanche for RFI in Addis Ababa.